Recording in progress.
Hold on a second. We may have to redo the entire intro to this show now.
Why?
Well, the recording in progress thing is cool, but have you heard the Zoe and the Milkman Yow song? Uh-huh.
Yow! I'm back with a new flow, Zoe and the Milkman. Here we go, like a round delivery service, bring the heat. Spit fire on the beat, no defeat. Yow, Zoe be the queen, she got the crown with the confidence. She's tearing it down.
You hear that? Zoe's the queen, she's got the crown?
Yeah.
One verse at a time. Yeah, the Milkman on the track, dropping bombs, delivering rhymes. The Milkman with a bomb, fresh lyrics.
Milkman was something that I can't make out. Well, there you go, the Yow song.
I like the Yow song. I hope you can make out the part that talks about you.
Not a clue. And the sad part is that's my band. That is the Milkshakes. We put that together last night, last second.
Yeah, real quick. You got friends on speed dial, like I couldn't even imagine.
In my spare time, I have a band, and we write songs on a whim and record them and fully produce them on time to have, on the air the next day. How's your day so far this Thursday?
It's going really good. It's a beautiful day. Softball later today. I think I'll be able to bring the dog. I think we'll have a full team.
Zena is the official mascot of all things Zoe Sports.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Pretty much. You got to get on board. The only time the mascot doesn't show up if it's raining or possibly too busy at the park. But
can't have the dog get wet. That's terrible.
No, she hates it. Yeah. But I did. Yeah, I picked up some new stuff for her. I got those calming treats that your lovely Sue recommended to me.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And then I also got her this like waterless dog shampoo that I'm super excited to try. And it smells like. Like, she's going to smell like a smoothie. Like, it smells so good. Like,
I mean, that's how Slush Puppy came to be.
Exactly.
That's got to be it.
That's got to be it. That's what we're putting into history. Pull up Wikipedia. We're changing it. I don't even want to know what the actual history was.
it's amazing to watch your dog. My dog, of course, is just, squirrel. She's all
we
over the place.
Kelty.
She's such a sweetie. She cannot sit still. It's ants in her pants and must be like somebody's doing cartwheels at the game that I went to last week that you were playing. And she's chasing after this person. And your Zena just sits there. Watching every move you make. The difference between our two dogs is night and day.
Do you want me to drop off some of these calming
treats
for you? I think your dog needs it more than mine does.
I might try one myself, depending on how the show goes. We are underway. It is Yow, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe and the Milkman. Yeah. Sing it!
I cannot sing this.
Here we go, like a round delivery service, we bring the heat. Spit fire on the beat, no defeat.
So we're bringing the heat and spitting on fire, apparently, if I heard that correctly.
I'll try that at the cottage this weekend, see if it works.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Today, a mix of sun and clouds. The later it gets, the less clouds we'll see. High temperature today is 23 degrees. It's already warming up for this weekend. Tonight, a low of 14 degrees. Very early tomorrow morning, expect showers. They could last until mid-morning. Catch me again tomorrow for Finn's Friday Forecast. Back to Zoe and the Milkman. See ya!
Hey, thanks to Kathy and the gang at Queensway Carlton Hospital. I want to say last week, 2 weeks ago, a short time ago, a few days ago, a while back, we were there for Nurses Week and Nurses Day.
You hit the nail on the head with last week. And then you
I hit a lot of nails on the head. I covered my ass on that one. Sometime in 2024, in a land far, far away, we were at the Queensway Carlton Hospital. Nurses Day. Kathy just sent over, I guess they do a newsletter, the Queensway Carlton Hospital. It's absolutely gorgeous, too. Like, full-on color and glossy. And, like, I get emails from my bosses every now and then, like, point form, try and make sense of this. And you and I are, like, we're centerfolds.
Rawr. Yeah. Front and center. Right on the fold. Yeah.
staple right through me. That's what I look like with piercings. I'm not sure I like that. I got to tell you, after we were done with the show yesterday, or actually, I guess while we were recording the show, somebody came to my door. Oh. And I didn't see the notification on my phone from the doorbell. I didn't hear the dog barking, so I was oblivious. Not that I was expecting anybody, because I wasn't. Anyway, I watched the video afterwards. Guy rings the doorbell, stands there for a couple of moments. I don't answer, of course. Rings the doorbell, stands there for a couple of moments. I don't answer. He goes to leave, and as you're coming up to our house, I've got this really cool sign, and it has two sides to it. So facing towards the walkway, it says, "Welcome." Mm-hmm. The other side of it, and this is why I bought the sign, it's hilarious, it says, "Go away." So as he goes to leave, he spots the "go away." He comes back to the doorbell, lands a couple of F-bombs, and flips me off. No what? Idea who this guy is. No That's idea what
insane.
He wants.
Like, oh my, and he wasn't like selling any services?
No,
like,
idea.
Like a clear shirt or anything saying
nothing.
Like, oh.
He hopped out of a yellow car. He's wearing a ball cap and a black jacket. I texted my neighbor. Did somebody ring your doorbell? No, nobody rang the doorbell here. Like, we can't make any sense. I wish I knew who it was. I just want to give the guy a hug.
Clearly, yeah, honestly, clearly he needs a better day. If you're that upset over an obvious joke sign, you need help.
He was really angry. Oh my gosh.
Anyway. Oh, geez.
You had a run-in too. You,
yeah, but my run-in was just me being awkward as a human being. And
Yeah. But I need to hear all about
myself.
It. Okay. He says on behalf of the listeners who love the tea.
On my way back into work after recording yesterday, there was a brand new 2024 Honda CRV parked across the street from where I was walking, and I stopped, like dead stopped, and was like, oh, because it's blue, just like mine. And I'm like, oh, they brought the blue back for the 2024. They kind of got rid of it with the 2023, which obviously clearly everyone disliked, and they brought it back in 2024 lineup. But then I started to squint because the person still had the information from the dealer about the car on the back.
Oh yeah, the dealer sticker
window. No, not the sticker. It's
the invoice,
like
whatever. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it was saying like 5.4 liters per 100 highway kilometers. And I'm just like trying to read it from the other side of the street going like, that gets better mileage than my car. It's a bigger model than my car. And I'm just like going on to myself, just being, you know, me. And
running numbers in your head. Can I afford the new version? Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, didn't notice that the person was sitting in the car.
Oh!
And was watching me do all of this. And so he goes to get out, and like I'm crossing the street over to the side where his car is, not to like look at the car, just because I had to cross the street. And so he kind of is like looking at me like, what is up with this chick? And then just, you know, as I'm crossing through the middle of the street, I just yelled like, I like your car. Nice car. And the poor guy was just like, went from like super big confusion to just like, oh, thanks. Uh-huh.
I promise you, when he's telling this story to his friends, it's a totally different take on things. This blonde woman was checking me out.
Oh.
100% he is. 100%. Ooh,
sorry to burst your bubble. It was the blue car, which always gets me.
Hey, listener. What you watching a little later on? We got some options here for you. You got up early this morning, I understand, Zoe, to be watching the season premiere of a little hot and steamy show that I'm just finding out about called Bridgerton.
Bridgerton. Yeah. I'm not even letting you finish your sentence. I've been watching it all morning and I am obsessed.
So I found out about this show. Suma Garvey brought it up on our podcast earlier this week, Sex with Sue's Suma Garvey, and she painted quite the picture. So my wife's away and I was talking to her last night and I said, by the way, have you heard of the show Bridgerton? And all I got from my wife was a noise I've never heard her make before in almost 30 years together. A noise that went kind of like, I may be paraphrasing and exaggerating slightly. But yeah, it seems she's a bit of a fan of the show. I had no idea.
Yes, everyone needs to be a fan of this show. I mean, for me, it's like the fashion and the time period and just like I don't know. It's just all of it. Like, I'm not there for the steamy hot stuff. It's nice, but it's sure. just like, oh,
the just like everybody picking up the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition tomorrow is reading it for the articles, right, Zoe?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Just like why I pick up Playboy. I read for the articles.
Some other options for you besides Bridgerton, once you calm down from that. The 59th Academy of Country Music Awards are tonight, and they are, I believe this is the first time ever, they're streaming. So they're not on conventional television. They're on Prime.
Ugh, it just keeps happening more and more. Well, and like, I'm already upset, which I think you said that your friend's upset that the Blue Jays have like an exclusive with Apple, or Apple's got an exclusive with MLB, where it's just like every other one Friday a month, you can't watch the game.
Get used to it. The NFL just signed a deal with Netflix as well. So you're going to have a Netflix subscription in order. And Amazon's got some Monday Night Football games, et cetera. This is the way it's going.
I'm over it.
It's the way it's going. New doc.
Give me more Bridgerton. Is it like MLB Bridgerton? Is it CFL Bridgerton? Is it the Country Awards Bridgerton?
No, but here's the question that needs to be asked. Can you bet on Bridgerton?
Yes, absolutely.
What article of clothing comes off next, I'm guessing?
No, it's who's fallen in love with who.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Scandalous.
See, I want it to be smuttier than it is, apparently.
I need to take this sweater off. I'm getting warm.
new docuseries streaming now. Bronx Zoo, 90 Crime, Chaos, and Baseball. Outer Range is now on Prime Video. Late night talk shows tonight. Ryan Gosling and Jeff Ross are on with Jimmy Kimmel. Why is Jeff Ross? He's the guy that nobody knows, but he's always at the roasts. Like
all I'm hearing right now is they don't have the cast of Bridgerton on, so I don't care. Why do you not have those people on this evening?
Thank you for summarizing.
Your team sucks. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, his guest tonight is Drew Barrymore.
Didn't see her in Bridgerton.
If she was, she'd be sitting right next to someone really, really, really close in a corset. Stephen Colbert has Norah Jones on tonight. She's always fantastic. And David Letterman. There you go. And
he would look great in a corset.
I mean, yeah, with the beard. Yeah.
David Letterman could pull anything off. Let's be honest.
Velcro corset. That's the David Letterman style.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
I did stay up late last night, way past my bedtime. In fact, it's a 3-part series we talked about yesterday. The story of Ashley Madison.
Oh, you watched that? Oh, I'm jealous.
Oh, my goodness. You thought that thing was a mess? Watch the Ashley Madison special on Netflix.
I'm just waiting to see, like, friends and family from Ottawa on this thing because there was just so many people from Ottawa. Like, because my roommate, she's not from Ottawa. And we were talking about it because, of course, we were on Netflix last night and we saw the poster about it being up. And I was like, did you know it was like 1 in 5 people in Ottawa? And she was like, really? I'm like, you looked left, you looked right. All of them were on Ashley Madison, but you.
100%. Oh, there were a lot of scared people when that leak happened in this town. Oh, let me tell you, the cheating capital of the world.
I was waiting for like our prime minister to be splashed up on headlines like this diplomat, that diplomat. I was like, we're all going down with this ship. But yeah, scandalous.
We got our own Bridgerton happening right here in Bytown.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. We all know that stress can really impact you negatively. Incorporating relaxation techniques like deep breathing or meditation helps you to maintain emotional balance and recenter yourself. Stress can no doubt take a toll on your physical and mental health, leading to issues like hypertension or maybe anxiety. Regularly practicing stress reduction techniques can lower your stress hormones and promote a sense of overall well-being, empowering you to reach your goals more easily. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Victoria Day long weekend is upon us, which celebrates the birthday of Queen Victoria. I wonder how King Charles III feels about that. They're celebrating who now? Suck it.
Suck it.
He says to the king.
I bow down to no man.
Listen.
Only queens.
Whoever painted his first official portrait said suck it. Did you? It's just like.
I thought it was really artistic compared to all the like boring drab ones that they always get. Just, you know.
It's like he's drowning in a pool of tomato soup or something.
Well, it's better than blood.
I suppose.
Of the Commonwealth. Oh, sorry, it went there.
Wow. Anyway, it's a long weekend. Yay!
Yay!
The Victoria Day long weekend, not to be confused with Victoria's Secret, who have announced that they are going to make a comeback. This is where we need to cue. Are you familiar with the singer Jax?
Oh, well, I was going to say it's Victoria Long Leg Weekend.
I'm not putting two and two together here.
I don't know. I find Victoria's Secret models have really nice long legs.
Oh, I see. Well, that's all changing. That's all changing. Yeah. So Victoria's Secret announced yesterday that their once celebrated fashion show is going to return this fall. They canceled it in 2019.
They didn't. The world did.
Well, yeah. But they say it was due to poor ratings anyway. And yes, a slew of controversies, including an alleged culture of misogyny at the company, a lack of inclusivity.
What?
I know.
What?
Again, listen to the lyrics in the Jax song called Victoria's Secret.
I know Victoria's Secret. She was never made for me and you.
She's genius, by the way. So Victoria's Secret yesterday announced that they have been making efforts to become more relevant to women again. They have incorporated more diverse, body-positive models into their campaign, so it's not all about the legs, Zoe. We're going to find out. The company wrote in their Instagram post on Wednesday, the Victoria's Secret fashion show is back and will now reflect who we are today, plus everything you know and love, the glamour, runway, wings, musical entertainment, and more. Nothing here about David Letterman in a Velcro corset, though.
The only thing I'm just going to make two quick comments. The only thing I was super excited to see was not the long legs. It was the $1 million bra because
that's
the jewels.
It's $1 million bra. It's a million dollar anything. I want to see it.
Okay. Yeah. And the second thing, you telling me I got a shot at this now? You telling me I could be Victoria? Call me. I'll have my non-existent people call your existing people.
No. I'm not trying to burst your bubble here. What they're actually saying is, I've got a shot at it now.
Ooh, you can wear the $1 million bra.
Actually, sadly, I can't. Yeah.
Now I'm back with a new flow, zoning in a note, man. Here we go, like a mob delivery service. We bring the heat, spin fire on the beat, no defeat.
Hey, listener, by the way, as cool as the song is, and we know you're rocking out to the song.
Mm-hmm.
What you're not privy to is the dance moves that Zoe and I got going on right now.
That's hot. I'm shaking my shoulders.
Because
I'm sitting in a chair, so I can't really shake my hips too much.
Are you going to add that to your playlist tonight for baseball? Because I understand you are in charge of the playlist tonight at the baseball game.
Oh, you're bringing up my worst nightmare. It's a beautiful sunshiny day, but I'm terrified right now. Because,
why?
Yes.
It's music for a baseball game. It's easy.
I told my boss yesterday and was like, hey, I'm going to bring tunes because I always expect the other team to bring tunes and no one brings tunes. And in our Monday league, we always have tunes. And I like tunes when I'm playing softball. Just saying. I, like probably a lot of other adults, just have a whole bunch of random stuff. My soundtracks on my phone can go from like High School Musical to like some really heavy like rap stuff. And I'm just like, can't just hit shuffle play because, you know, not everyone's a High School Musical fan, but there's
that's why, right?
That's why. And so now my concern is that my coworker told me she is joining us, which is great. I'm super excited, but her two kids are coming and they're very young. And now I'm like, oh no, am I going to end up being like the conversation in their future therapy sessions with their therapist about how I scarred them for life?
Yes, you probably are.
I don't know what to do, Milky, and I figured I'd bring this to you because you are the man of music.
Gee, thanks. Pass the buck much? I was going to say go with a Taylor Swift playlist, but we just a couple of weeks ago had a whole conversation about how her new album has like the most swear words ever in it. So I guess that's not even safe.
But then I'm sitting here watching TikToks and stuff, and I just saw one of like, I think like a 2 or a 3 year old being put to bed, and she's singing that jam that's now come out that's like, I'm looking for a guy in finance, 6'5", blue eyes, like trust fund. Have you not seen that?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's just this girl that just says like, I'm looking for a man in finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes. And now it's like blown up all over TikTok and like people are recreating it into like house music and stuff. But this little 3-year-old's being put to bed and she's singing, I'm looking for a man in finance, 6'5".
Listen, like, good for her. Find someone who's in finance to be with. It's not.
It's really cute.
A terrible idea.
She's like. At the end of the video, she's like, mom.
Back to the problem at hand here. So you want to avoid cuss words is what I'm understanding.
I just don't want to be pulled aside and be like, no, you know, like I don't want to be told off by anyone.
You know what? Because this is totally my wheelhouse. But the more I play live events and parties, the more I feel lost in the whole thing, too. And here's what's really killing me. So we just talked about Jax a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. And I was introduced to her because I was playing the Beyonce song, the new Texas Hold'em, which I'm tired of, whatever. Yes. And I'm tired of the controversy and the conversations surrounding it. But the version that is playing on every radio station that I'm on that plays current top 40 music blanks out the word bitch.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that bitch was a bad word. Didn't Meredith Brooks have a song called Bitch? Didn't Elton John have a song called The Bitch Is Back? When did bitch become a word we can't say on the radio? I'm lost here.
And that's funny that you say that because now I just feel like, you know, like the F word has become more.
You can say that, but you cannot say bitch.
Yeah. So it's like, where's the line here, people? And so, you were saying this the other day about the whole the B word thing.
And it drives me crazy. So on one hand, I'm playing Beyonce with the word bitch bleeped out. And then on comes this great song from Jax. And she's spot on with the lyrics. But the lyrics have, like, she talks about boobs. And, like, I heard that. I'm like, I can't make sense. So my suggestion, Zoe, go to Spotify, find instrumentals, and play those.
Oh, you mean go to Spotify, look up Bridgerton season 1, 2, and 3 soundtracks and play that? All right, done.
I was kind of hoping to do a back in my day battle today. Can we do one tomorrow?
Yes, pinky promise. And I will show up with what you guys need to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Over your beautiful, what looks like is going to be a beautiful weekend. So,
well, that's up to Finn to determine that for us, of course. So
That's why I said tomorrow. It's looking like I'm going to wait for Finn, but.
All right. And a back in my day battle, you promise? Because.
Yes, I pinky.
I was so ready for you today. I have a good one.
Okay, we'll save it for tomorrow.
All right, fine.
Stop ragging on me. I'm having enough problems today with trying to figure out a playlist for later. Okay? My day is very stressful.
Woke up early to watch Bridgerton. Have to come up with a playlist that doesn't have cuss words. Have no time to actually prepare for the show and do a back in my day battle. And then blame John for it all. I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That sounded exactly like what my to-do list was today.
How about we do some fun facts to end the show? I got 3 random facts, Zoe, for fun. Let's see if the answer that pops into your head happens to be the same as what I've got here. Okay.
Okay.
And listener, you can play along as well. Fun facts.
Fun fact.
All right. The average person, Zoe, says they were 16 years old when they drank their first one of these. What did they drink?
Alcoholic beverage?
Incorrect.
Oh, I feel like that was the obvious one. Kombucha.
I don't. What is it? Is that? Is that the
fermented fruits?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that the drink with the THC? No. Okay.
No.
The answer we were looking for, by the way, cup of coffee. 16 years old. You had to go to the dark side. Here we go.
Fun fact for you.
44% of people hang on to this even when it stops working. This one's weird.
Okay, so 44% of people hang on to this even though it stops working.
Mm-hmm. It stops working. You should probably toss it, but nope, they're hanging on to it anyway.
It's either going to be like a cord or
I have
a
boxes.
Remote.
I have boxes filled. Well, I've got boxes filled with both.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, 44% of people hang on to their car air freshener even when it stops working.
Let go. Let go of the car air freshener, okay? Get on the train of the cords and the remotes, guys.
I think they're like five for a dollar. Go buy another one.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for one more? Let's do it.
Fun fact.
Your grand finale fun fact today. A recent survey, Zoe, revealed that nearly one in five married couples goes without this for as long as 1 week at a time.
It's not my answer, but Ashley Madison popped into my head.
You're close.
It's not my answer.
You're close.
It's not.
You're on the right track.
So one in five go a whole week.
One in five married couples goes without this for as long as 1 week at a time.
Social media.
What's that got to do with Ashley Madison? No, the answer is kissing, and I feel bad for people who have to go a week without kissing.
No.
I know.
Men live. If men get kisses every day before they go to work, apparently they live longer. Fun fact.
There you go. You'll find us online at yowshow.ca. The podcast is available on demand as well. Spotify, Apple. And if you subscribe, it'll actually notify you on your device when we've got new episodes posted. But of course, everything is real easy for you. Just go to yowshow.ca.
And if you like what you heard, please spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now or TTFN.
Really? We're doing that now?
Yeah.
I see.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.